is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back. I'm glad you heard the promo there that the Outdoors and Radio show is on from 5 to 7 every Saturday morning. I was interested to learn that. So, and I sound kind of like that guy. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. So, look. Pictures from Maryland and Delaware, hunting pictures. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Send them. We'll try to get them in the next issue. If it's a youngster and he's in your family, I do need parental permission to publish any photos of any kids. So even if it's a youth photo from days gone by, if they're under the age of 16, we definitely need parental permission. So 16 or under, as long as they're, you know, in that realm. So, excuse me, but it's best to try and get that anyway. So, I believe we have a youth going on the cover this upcoming issue, but unless we get something in over the weekend, it's better than what we got. But we're always looking for quality photos for the covers. So, we're excited about it. This is excited about a magazine as I've been in a long, long time. I mean, it's very, very going to be big. It's going to be a lot of advertisers and a lot of distribution. So we're excited about an inclusion of Delaware. You know, Delaware, we started a year ago. This is a year since we first started Delaware. We got a number of folks that stuck with us. We got a number of people that are coming back. So we're really, really happy for the results that have come out of that, and even a few new people from Pennsylvania. So it's all good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to reach us here, I think we might have a caller on the line. That might have been that text. Let's see. Yep, Harvey in Baltimore. Good morning, Harvey. How are you?
Good. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Really enjoy your show. Very interesting, informative. About two months ago, I was driving up Falls Road going north, and the deer came out and hit the side of my car.
Yep.
You know what hit me. Now, they sell these quote-unquote whistles that you put on top of it. Do they work?
Nope.
They don't work.
They haven't worked since I started on the air, and that was a very common question back in the day. Deer whistles do not work, and even research through National Deer Association and other organizations have really extensively tested them, and all they do is take up space and cost you money. So no.
Oh, okay. Why is that you see a lot of deer on the side of the road, they get hit by cars or trucks? What, don't they see the car, or don't they have the intelligence, or are they just blinded by the lights? Or
well, that you're hitting on all cylinders. They are preoccupied with what they're doing. This time of year, the does are preoccupied by fawns. They will stash their fawns one on one side of the road, one on the other. Not, I mean, in farm country, you know, it's across the field, but in suburbia, they stash them about 200 to 300 yards apart and then go back and forth between them to feed them. And it's a survival thing. It's an instinct thing. Okay. They just put one place and one another in case predators get a hold of one of them. They don't wipe out the whole team. So they're preoccupied with that. Sometimes it's feeding. This time of the year, there's the bucks are together in what they call bachelor groups, and the does are with their fawns, so they're traveling extensively. During the fall, in the run-up to the breeding season, and especially during the breeding season, they're preoccupied with breeding, and so the bucks are chasing the does, and the does are running from the bucks, and you know, they don't always pay attention to the highway. The other part of that is, no, their eyes are designed to reflect light back out of the backs of their out of the retinas back out, so they are essentially blind by high light. And if they stop in the middle of the highway and they're looking at you, you know, you've heard deer in the headlights look. Well, that's what it is. They actually cannot see their surroundings when they're looking into the light, so they'll just freeze. That's an instinct. So, yeah, that's part of what's going on. Yeah, indeed. And by the way, the fawns are getting bigger too. They're not exactly the most careful in the bunch either. There was a pretty good sized fawn hit on Matthewstown Road the other night. I was on my way home, and it was laying in the middle of the lane in the dark. I just saw it in time to swerve out around it, but you know, I also had to time it to miss the oncoming vehicle, and I was able to, you know, get out around and get back in the lane. But I wouldn't have wanted, as big as it was, I wouldn't have wanted to run over it in my little pickup truck, because I, you know, they can damage your vehicle even after they're dead. So, but I felt bad felt bad for the deer, but you know. So yeah. It is.
Thanks for the information. I appreciate it.
Sure, Harvey. Probably more than you wanted. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. There you go. That's what we're here for. Try to answer the questions. 410 WCBM 680. Good morning, Lee. How are things with Lee World today?
Lee World is good.
Good.
I sent you those couple little vids of the pretty nice bucks. The two are with my daughter walking the dog are exceptional.
Yeah.
Alan, my question is, how do I keep those deer in my back 40? Is there a mineral licks or things you would recommend?
Absolutely.
Recommend corn.
Not this time of year, but absolutely. That picture of that buck I sent you is there three times a day, eating the mineral lick. And it's what I use is a Welsh Mountain product, same people that make Apple Cracker. And it's called Rack RX 365. Comes in a bucket. And you put you establish a mineral lick. You just put it out on a stump, or you put it out on a bare piece of ground. And just, I usually spread it a little bit, like in about a 6-foot circle. And as it rains and melts and leaches into the soil, they'll come and eat the soil. And, you know, and you just refresh it about every week or so. I do mine about every 10 days. I'm due right now. And they'll keep coming back to it and keep coming back to it and keep coming back to it. I've got bucks and does and fawns clean, you know, eating it it's very helpful. That stuff has like 60 different minerals in it. A lot of them are just salt. That doesn't do anything.
Right.
You got to have the right combination. And
so this is a powder type substance.
It's a granule. It's a granule.
Uh huh. Okay.
You know, yeah. It's almost, you know, what fertilizer looks like, granulated fertilizer. It looks kind of like that. And I mean, you can see it when you put it down, and it stays on the ground. It melts slowly. Some guys use a salt block, but you got to use something with some minerals in it. And what it ultimately does is it helps increase milk production in the does, and it causes the antlers, you know, the calcium and so forth goes into the antlers and provides bigger antlers. So if you've already got some good genetics like we've got, it greatly improves it. I'm seeing some bucks that were pretty spindly looking last year, looking pretty good, you know.
Yeah, the one is the I'm pretty sure it's the one that I missed last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one bigger one. And they're right on the property.
Yeah,
I'm like, you know, my daughter's saying, you know, when the time comes, they move around. Well, I figured if I got some minerals going on, then that might help enhance them like hanging around till hunting season is what I'm hoping to do. One other question, Alan. What is it 50 yards for archery hunting from the house?
Yeah.
a dwelling, 50
yep.
yards.
Yep, in Baltimore
City. Throughout the state?
Nope. Nope, but it is in Baltimore City.
What about Baltimore County? It's still 150, as with gun?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yep. I'm gonna set another stand, an old man stand for me.
Yeah, of course.
I don't have to hike back yeah. into my property as far. And,
does it have a stair lift on it?
I'm telling you, buddy. It's getting there. That's why we're talking now. You know, you're close.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when you get to be our age, you can joke about it, but you're like, man, I wish I had.
Alan, it's a chore anymore.
You're an engineer. You could rig a cantilever Look, right on the edge of Blackwater, there used to be a hunting club, and these guys had rigged cantilever platforms that would take they would climb in and release the rope, and the counterweight on the other side would lift them, much like an elevator, up into the tops of the trees. And when the geese came over, I mean, they just pounded them. Because they were treetop level. They didn't have to wait for them to come in any further.
I was on a property down near that backed up the Susquehanna State Park.
Right.
A friend of mine, you know, let me, they had a shooting range site, and I'm going in on the property. I look up into this tree, and out, they had a covered. A canopy over top of this. I ain't kidding you. It's an old couch.
Brother.
three seat couch up in this tree. Actually, in amongst two trees. But
pretty crazy
setup. I think that was probably good for one season until the squirrels and mice got into it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Do you know, are you familiar with Raystown Lake up in Pennsylvania?
Lake Raystown?
Oh, okay.
A long time ago.
Yeah, well, it used to be Lake Raystown, and then they flooded the entire valley between two mountains and created they eliminated the town of H, A-I-T-C-H. They just moved everybody out and flooded the entire mountain valley with this the dam. Okay, well, in that area there were some fellows hunting, and they had built a tree stand across three trees on property that didn't belong to them.
Right.
So yeah. there's three guys in the blind. First day of deer season, the landowner comes out and says, "What are you fellas doing up there?" And he said, "We're hunting." He said, "Well, this is my property, and you're not allowed to be here." And the guy said, "Well, we're staying." And so the farmer said, "I'll be right back." So he comes back with a chainsaw, and he said, "If you don't come out, I'm going to cut the trees down."
Right.
And one guy says, "Okay, I'm coming down." So he came down, and the other two guys were, "Nah, you would never do that." So the guy sawed one of the trees down. Part of the blind collapse. They're sitting up there. The other two guys are sitting up there. I said, "Yeah, you won't do it." He did.
Right.
He sawed all three trees down.
And
one of the guys actually rode the thing down. You know, he defied him that much. Yeah. I mean, after the guy cuts two trees down, you kind of figure he's serious, you know?
Yeah.
But he defied him, and he rode it to the ground. Unbelievable people, you know? So, funny.
On a quick side note, Eddie and I, we did a fish at the Patapsco, and he said, "Let's go try where I had caught perch."
Right.
White perch, I guess it was a week prior. We didn't catch a perch.
Right.
I know Tackle Box was talking about the lack of perch, and I'm hearing that from quite a few other anglers. That
I am too, yeah. We talked about it last week about the Magothy, yeah. I believe. So, yeah.
I don't know what's going on there, but
nor do I.
Where we normally catch them in the Patapsco, I don't know if we're maybe a little early yet, or you know, it might be into August or September maybe, but we'll have to play that one out.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah,
the Susquehanna was terrible this year.
We
caught them, but nothing like years past.
Yeah. Well, you guys wiped them out. You wiped them out last year.
Well, gotta eat.
You know, I'm not ever going to give you a break, buddy. You know?
No, it's not. That's not me. I got my limits. It's the one of the folks I hang out with.
Oh, the guys I hang with. Yeah.
One of them. You know, it's all about crab bait. I mean, he's a commercial crabber, and I get it. You know, it's free bait.
Mm-hmm.
I think Alan though, we're gonna see creel limits on white perch, and
I
think that would be a good thing.
We might. You're absolutely right. We might. So I'm down in Southern Maryland. A female crabber comes in. This is early in the season, and the guy, I'm with the guy buying the crabs. You know, he's an advertiser, and she comes in, and he goes, "What do you got?" And she goes, "Oh, I got a half a bushel number ones, and you know, bushel twos, and you know, some of this and some of that." And he says, "All right, we'll put them in the cooler. I'll pay you." And he looks at her, and he looks at me, and he goes, "Yeah, she gets her bait, her razor clams free." And I must have had a curious look on my face, and she sticks her head around the corner, and she goes, "Yep, when you're sleeping with a clammer, you get your bait for free." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, okay, too much information, but
hey,
good for you, you're making a profit." So
that's all in the barter system.
All in the barter system. All right. Okay, buddy. On that note, time to go.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. See you. Bye. Oh, man. Horrible. I didn't say it. I didn't bring it up, but I was a witness. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, you know what? The Trappers are having their event, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers, July 31st and August 1st. It's in Washington County. Agriculture Center, beautiful building out there at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. You can learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl, turkeys, or predators, and you can set a trap line with the trappers and just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. The grounds open at 8 a.m. on Friday with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies, and features of day one include a kid's corner, expert trapping demos. You can ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. A crab feast tickets are on sale at MarylandFurTrappers.org. Maryland, all spelled out, FurTrappers.org. You want to go to the Crab Feast. Then on Saturday, 7:30, ride along to check the trap line and see what you caught and release it. Predator calling demonstrations and goose, duck, and turkey calling techniques. Live and silent auctions, a chicken dinner auction, raffles and games, and bucks, bears, stags, measures will score Maryland trophies from 10 till 3 at the event on site. So if you know anybody in Middle Maryland that maybe lives up in Western Maryland way, wants to get there. We had a good day. I think we had 15 animals make the record book last time, including a couple bears, really nice bears. So we'll see you Friday, July 31st and August 1st at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers, MarylandFurTrappers.org. Now, backyard billies, look, it's hot. But you're still going out in the outside, and it's going to cool off here in a little bit. And you got some late summer holidays and maybe family reunions and birthday parties and graduation parties and weddings and things like that that you do outside, wedding reception. So you put it off long enough, why not? It's time to dress up that backyard. It really is. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's on Kent Island? That's your go-to place for making backyards fun. You can see all the colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs in every different size and color. 300 Adirondack chairs. There's about 1,000 Adirondack chairs sitting out there in every color, including red, white, and blue, including those with crabs and great blue herons on them and all that kind of stuff. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kett Island in Backyard Billy's backyard. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and greenhouses and chicken coops, chicken sedans, dog kennels, pergolas, and gazebos as well. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles of all the big stuff, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside Backyard Billy's showroom, check out the barbecue grills. You can check out the fireplace inserts and the freestanding wooden pellet stoves right there in the inside the showroom. You can browse great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer, as we mentioned, in the region. BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Stop in this weekend. It's air-conditioned inside. Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what you're geared. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout, steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends.
Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I think we made our point. Time to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. And there's still smoke on the water. And for those of you who reached over to turn the radio down, God bless you. At least you're awake now. 410 WCBM 680. Here's an old rocker right here. Good morning, Rudy.
Hey, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm certainly glad that storms have passed by with an AM radio. That static was bothersome.
I'm sorry. Well, you know what? You can always go online. Your computer's a little more quieter. Yeah, I know it. That's all right. So what's going on, buddy?
Well, I just want to give you a report from the Environmental Center. We had a summer camp this last week. It's just a day camp.
Right.
And part of the summer camp agenda is going down to the beach like we did with you and your grandchildren.
Yes, correct.
And talk to the kids about the fish we catch.
Yep.
And this week was really very unusual in a very positive way. I saw more young of your striped bass this week than I have seen in the 10 years I've been volunteering there.
Well, that's great.
Just a shot in the dark, just one sample, one day in one spot. Doesn't really mean anything other than the fact that it was really neat to see. We probably pulled the seine 5 times, and in each of the seine hauls, we had between 10 and 20 young veer.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
And nice.
The cool part was the variety of sizes, which indicates to me that it was a fairly protracted spawn. We had fish that were 1 inch up to 2.5 inches.
So when you say protracted spawn, that means that they started spawning early and continued to spawn through the entire time frame there. What, 6 weeks, 8 weeks? How long you think?
That would be my guess, yes. When I was working with striped bass back in the 70s and 80s, a lot of times we would see striped bass spawning very, very contracted. That's about a several day spawn.
Right.
Nothing before, nothing after.
Right.
And the problem with that was when you had a bad weather event, like a cold rain or a cold and wiped them out, there were no fish following.
Right.
Now, I have no idea what occurred this year on the spawning grounds. I'm not involved any longer, but seeing this number of fish, again, we're going to go back and do it again. We have another class on the 30th, and maybe you can join us.
We'll see what we can do.
Education director and... You guys contributed a number of pictures to your hunting magazine.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That was the Crab magazine. We did a report on the... I know who you're talking about. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah. So I'll stay in touch and let you know what... The date should be the 30th. But
the 30th of July. Okay. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, my my daughter just had sudden onset of appendicitis and had surgery. Yeah. So she's out for our planned fishing trip for the 24th. So that one's going to get canceled, and I don't know how soon she'll be back in shape to do that. But I'll certainly mention it. So.
Yeah. We could always, go down like we did at one time with you and your grandkids and just, pull one random sample and see what.
Sure, that'd be great. That'd be great. We'll see what we can do. Yeah. The cool thing for me was the big Maryland terrapin that we saw on the trail on the way in. They were a little cautious about that, but that was a good sized terrapin for sure.
Yes, those females can get quite large. You're right.
Yes, indeed. So.
And then the other neat part was the variety of fish. We had like seven different species. We caught needlefish, pipefish, silver.
Yeah, we did. We caught all kinds of fish. Yeah, a lot of people.
Just last week too.
Pipefish, good. That's good. Very good. So I'm hearing reports of people, and even on the air, people catching needlefish and Susquehanna and. Down by Shadyside and some other places like that. But the white perch, what do you attribute this lack of white perch this season to? Cyclical?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I simply do not know, Michael.
Yeah.
I'm not out there fishing or sampling any longer, so.
Of course. Well, the reports are, pretty universal that there's a lack of white perch out there this year. Even Lee said earlier that Susquehanna is a little quiet, and guy emailed me and said, bring it up on the show about the Magothy. We're not seeing any white perch, so I don't know.
Yeah, I have friends that fish the Chester, and they're saying the same thing.
Yeah, and you can't blame it all on the bottlenose dolphins. I mean, you can, but I don't know that you should.
Yeah.
So. All right. Very good, my friend. I appreciate that. Appreciate the report. I'm glad the kids are having a good time, and thank you for your stewardship efforts in promoting the environment and the outdoors here in Maryland to the next couple of generations. So,
my pleasure.
CBEC does a wonderful job. So we always like to talk about them and support them for sure.
Me too. Obviously.
Yep. All right, buddy. Thank you. Stay cool, Rudy.
Yep.
See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Paul, Severna Park.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, Mr. Allen. This goes back to when you were talking about deer running out on the road.
Yes.
When I used to come back from Florida on the northbound lane, I think it was in South Carolina, and there was large, high fences for miles. And I'm told that was to stop the deer from running out onto 95. I never saw a dead one. Maybe where we have these deer running out, maybe the state would want to put up a fencing like that. I don't know how involved it is.
Well, Pennsylvania, same way. A lot of high fencing along the edges of the roads. And there are places in Maryland where you have that. Where you can see that in Western Maryland, and it's certainly somewhat effective. I watched a deer stand beside an 8-foot fence one time down in West Virginia in Canaan Valley State Park. It was a buck, and he walked up to the fence and he stood right beside it, like a foot away, and he looked up and he made one leap and cleared that 8-foot fence from a standing start. So, to whatever effectiveness it is, it won't stop all road kills, but it's certainly an effective thing. But it's also extremely expensive to get people to go out there and string fence for miles and miles and miles and miles. We don't have a WPA anymore. So,
well, if it's the fence goes up well put in, it's a one-time kind of deal.
Yep.
Maybe it's
correct.
Maintenance from time to time, but it's a one-shot deal, so...
Exactly.
We're not talking about every year doing it.
Yep. Nope. But, well, they're raising our taxes now to make up for the budget shortfall and the overspending that the government has done here in the last few years here in Maryland. So Now they're talking. We're exploring tax relief and all this stuff, but damage is done here in Maryland. That's for sure. So I don't know. I don't know if they have the budget for it, but they have a budget for a lot of environmental things. I mean, unbelievable! All the green programs that we're supporting here in Maryland, and if you have an idea, you're going to get $1 million, and it's just crazy. But yeah, I mean, we're going to have between 30,000 and 35,000 deer strikes on the highway annually. That's been a consistent number for 20 years. And even back in the day when we had 300,000 deer in Maryland, that was the number, 30,000-35,000 deer strikes. Now we're down to about 220,000-225,000 population of deer, and we're still getting consistent 30,000 deer strikes a year. So, you know,
I'd put a fence up.
I know. I was just going to say maybe a fence would help. So we'll see what happens.
But it can't hurt.
No, maybe
they would have to check with other states. You said Pennsylvania,
sure.
I'm sure they would do that to see how successful those fences are.
Yeah,
what difference have they made?
Exactly, good plan. Good question. So, you know, maybe they should just move the deer crossing signs to a less traffic area. You know, so the deer know to cross where there's not that much traffic.
I think that's an excellent idea.
There you go. All right. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good day. See you
Thank
later.
You.
Bye-bye. I know, Aaron, you have the lady that called the radio show with the idea about the deer crossing signs and just excoriated the state for putting them out, you know, and causing the deer to cross, you know, in the high traffic areas. It's just hilarious. We'll play that sometime. We have more time. So put that on your list of future things to play, Aaron.
Will do.
All right, buddy. Any callers on the line?
We are all caught up right now.
Oh, good. Then we need to take another break. Let's talk about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. Yes, indeed. Spurry's Tire Service. I like those guys, Brent and the whole crew. Hi, Brent. Good morning. How are you? Spurry's Tire Service, located on the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires. And that's a busy intersection, by the way. That's where locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires and all the other brands, too. Spurry's Tire has, not have to special order everything, has the tires in stock for your car, your truck, any maker model, from mini to semi. And don't forget the Bridgestone Firestone financing plan. You can pay for your tires over time. If you qualify, you can apply right there to shop online. Hit the QR code with your phone, and it'll take you right there. Type in a couple of words, and you'll find out in a minute whether you qualify. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. And their 24-hour tire service is great, but they also have that farm service team that goes out to all the local farmers and beyond and takes care of all their tires on all their equipment. That's a pretty cool deal right there. If you have any type of trailer, you know, boat trailer, landscape trailer, any kind of trailer, or ATV, Spurry's, or UTV, Spurry's has the tires right there in stock. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on, and they do a good job. Spurry's Farm Service Team, their 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied. Hey, I'm wearing a set of their tires right now, Firestone Destination, and they're doing great. For years, over 30 years. And if you see Mike Spurry, the owner of the shop around, in the shop or in town, tell him. Tell him you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. That'll go a long way. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website is spurrystire.com, 822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. You will be glad you did. Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They have anything and everything you need for fishing tackle. They do. All the ugly stick rods and reels, the sink croy rods, ugly stick rods, St. Croix rods, which are great. I mean, I bought my first St. Croix this year, and I love it. Caught some big fish on it. Shakespeare, Pfluger, Tackle, Penn, all the major brands. And, you know, they've got live and frozen bait, fishing licenses, all kinds of fishing lures for any kind of fish you want to use. And when you walk in and you go back towards the gun counter on the right-hand side, look to your left when you're walking back. There's a giant selection of snakehead topwater baits right there in all the different colors and so forth. I checked it out the other day. So they've got, for rockfish, they've got the circle hooks and the bucktails and the umbrellas and the parachutes for trolling, if you like. And you can get the new line reel put on your spool, too. And they've got a bunch of brands of monofilament, you know, the Strand, the Shakespeare, the Berkeley. They carry Power Pro braid, so it's all right there for you. And they've got the big salty minnows, too, for the big fish. If you want to fish for the snakeheads or the, you know, impound striped bass, piney run, or Liberty, the big salties are great, great bait for you. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, Baltimore 21227. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's been around since 1957. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by? You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, you know what? The Sportsman Expo, sponsored by Maryland Fur Trappers, is coming up July 31st and August 1st. That's in Washington County. That's where Hagerstown is located, but it's the Washington County Ag Center. The address, 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. No charge to attend. You can learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl, turkeys, or predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all right there. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. On the day one, Friday, Kids Corner, expert trapping demos. You can ride along, set up a live trap line. And at 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale at MarylandFurTrappers.org. At 7:30, ride along to check the trap line, predator calling demonstrations, duck, goose, turkey calling techniques, live and silent auctions, a chicken dinner auction, and raffles and games as well. And I know there's some good gun raffles because I got 5 tickets on one of them, and I'll buy more. Bucks, bears, stags, measures will score Maryland trophies from 10 to 3. See you Friday, July 31st and August 1st at the Sportsman Expo and the Maryland Fur Trappers. We'll be right back.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore.
If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spoops, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
There we go. Weapons of mass destruction. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would love to have you join us in the conversation. Sign up for the fish and tackle that we're giving away at the end of the month from Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures. It's a bass fishing package, and all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, first, last name, and accurate phone number. At the end of the month, we put everybody's name and number, well, we correspond their number to a name to a number, and we put the numbers in the random number generator, and whoever's number comes up, that's who wins. We contact you, and your tackle packages on its way. It's worked out for a couple of years like that. And Tim's very, very good at getting the packages together and sent out like the same day. So it's pretty cool. By the way, the next giveaway after the fishing tackle is going to be September, and that'll be the CVA muzzleloader, the Wolf muzzleloader. It will come equipped with a scope from Hawk Optics. So we're really looking forward to the folks. We've got them. We've got the scopes. We've got the muzzleloaders. Everything's good to go. Just have to mount the scopes on the muzzleloaders. So when we hand you the package, your, you know, other than your accessories, your powder, your ammunition and your primers, you're pretty much ready to go. You got a free muzzleloader. So that contest will be coming up in September, October, and November. Three in a row. So we've been doing it. It's a tradition we've carried on for a number of years, probably over 20 now. And a lot of muzzleloaders are out there that we've given people. The thing is, I rarely hear back from people that have received a muzzleloader, whether they've harvested one or not. I know one of the first ones we gave away, the guy still uses it. It's been very effective as far as that. Chris, my buddy, has a wolf, and he's taken several deer and a bear with his, Maryland bear, last year. Found out that Chris's bear was 11 and a half years old, so she was in prime shape. I talked to the deer processor, the processor that handled his bear yesterday, and he said he's telling his friends that he made bear bologna out of the bear, and I commented before he said anything. I said, we really enjoy the bologna. I guess he uses a deer recipe and the seasonings and stuff, and we've really enjoyed the bologna that bear furnished for Chris and his family, and he shared some with me, so we're happy about that. Bear bologna is good stuff. So, and I'm rambling again because we're coming down to the end of the show and nobody's on the line. So I'm just telling you, if you have a deer to be measured for the record book comes out this fall. You have till the end of August to contact a measure. You can contact us through email if you go to the website, bucks-bears-stags.com. You'll see that you can order a record book, and you can also... not the new one yet. I don't have pre-orders up there yet. And the cover of the next one's going to be fantastic, by the way. You can, there's the music. But you can hit request a measure button on there. That'll take you to a form. You fill out the form. You hit submit. Comes to me via email, and we're good to go. So we're measuring at Mountain Maryland Firearms Training in Frostburg this coming Saturday, the 25th, and then at the Trappers Expo on the 1st. So we got two opportunities for those folks in mid to western Maryland to get measured, if you're hearing my voice. There's the music. Get out, stay safe. I probably, while this smoke is in the air, I'd stay in the air conditioning if I were you. Watch out for the rain, the thunder, and the lightning. It's always good to not be exposed in a lightning storm. Remember, faith, family, friends, and freedom. Enjoy them all. Love the Lord. Love your family, enjoy your friends, enjoy your freedom. See you next week.